Imagine your career as a series of challenging mountain passes, each requiring different equipment, skills, and mindsets to successfully traverse. This is the core insight of the leadership pipeline. Leadership isn't a single skill, but a series of distinct transitions that fundamentally transform how you work and what you value. When organizations misunderstand this reality, they promote technical stars into leadership roles without proper preparation, creating a pipeline clogged with misplaced talent. The consequences? Frustrated employees, underperforming teams, and executives wondering why their high potentials keep failing. The journey begins when individual contributors become first-line managers, arguably the most challenging transition. Take Bob, a brilliant engineer now managing a team who still solves complex problems himself, competing with team members rather than developing them. Bob hasn't shifted from valuing personal achievement to valuing others' success. The second passage transforms managers of individuals into managers of managers. Leaders must become pure management, divesting themselves of individual contributor work. They must select and develop first-line managers, assign managerial work appropriately, and think beyond their function. The third passage elevates managers to functional leaders who must develop communication skills to reach multiple management layers. They must manage areas outside their expertise, learn to value unfamiliar work, and balance strategic thinking with frontline connections. The fourth passage, from functional manager to business manager, requires integrating functions rather than merely understanding them. Business managers shift from a functional perspective to a profit perspective, balancing quarterly targets with long-term planning. The fifth passage transforms business managers into group managers overseeing multiple businesses. The key is valuing the success of other people's businesses rather than your own. The sixth passage elevates group managers to enterprise managers, typically CEOs, focusing more on values than skills, requiring visionary thinking while driving quarterly performance. Despite clear frameworks, many leaders fail to navigate leadership passages successfully due to four common traps. First, organizations select the wrong person based solely on past performance. When Jerry promoted Tim from business manager to group executive, Tim continued pursuing market gaps without developing strategic selectivity, applying old skills to a role requiring different capabilities. Second, managers retain underperforming leaders out of loyalty or misplaced hope. Jerry kept Vince despite mounting losses and talent exodus, eventually necessitating billions in cost reductions and thousands of layoffs. Third, leaders resist feedback about their leadership approach. When business manager Tom dismissed Gloria's concerns about functional conflicts, he failed to recognize his new position required different approaches to cross-functional collaboration. Fourth, organizations poorly define leadership expectations, particularly at higher levels. Without clear guidance about skills, time application, and values at each level, leaders default to previously successful behaviors, often with disastrous results. While new skills matter at each leadership passage, work values represent the most crucial and challenging aspect of transitions. Values drive behavior. What leaders believe is important determines how they spend their time and which skills they develop. First-line managers must shift from valuing personal productivity to managerial work and team success. Managers of managers must value developing other managers rather than individual contributors. Functional managers must value the entire function beyond their expertise area. Business managers must value all functions rather than favoring their original specialty. Group managers must value others' businesses' success rather than their own. Enterprise managers must shift from valuing short-term achievements to long-term initiatives. Haven't you noticed leaders stuck in previous roles? The finance executive micromanaging spreadsheets instead of developing strategy? Or the former sales star still closing deals instead of building a sales organization? These aren't just skill gaps, they're value misalignments that prevent effective leadership at higher levels. The leadership pipeline model offers a diagnostic framework that recognizes distinct value shifts required at each leadership level, unlike traditional approaches using uniform standards across all positions. Organizations often struggle with misaligned leadership. First-line managers doing individual work, business managers stuck in functional roles, and group executives micromanaging operations. This creates three problems. Essential leadership work remains incomplete despite high activity levels. Organizations pay managers for higher-level work they're not performing, and employee development stalls when managers take over their subordinates' responsibilities. Take Mary and Charlie during a recruiting crisis. Charlie, a manager of managers, had Mary, a first-line manager, revert to individual contributor work while he handled her management duties. This quick fix undermined their leadership roles and development. Charlie's intervention prevented Mary from developing management skills and missed opportunities for sustainable solutions. Most organizations value immediate results over methods, making pipeline problems hard to detect. The model addresses this by evaluating whether managers meet three requirements: appropriate skills, effective time application, and aligned work values. Effective leadership development requires preparation, monitoring, and intervention tailored to each leadership passage. For first-time managers, preparation means clearly communicating required skills, time applications, and work values. Monitoring includes observing manager-direct report interactions and 360-degree feedback. Interventions range from one-on-one coaching to peer learning, and, when necessary, reassignment to individual contributor roles. Developing functional managers requires diverse experiences through cross-functional teams and strategic training using the function's own data and challenges. Business managers largely self-develop with occasional guidance, spending time with functional heads and setting cross-functional goals. Group executives need sequential assignments managing multiple, diverse businesses to overcome the belief that one business model fits all situations. They must learn to ask the right questions and guide business managers appropriately. Effective CEO development requires navigating each leadership level without skipping transitions. The ideal path includes diverse functional experience, international assignments, and progressively larger P&L responsibilities across different business sectors. Haven't we all seen the consequences when organizations rush high potentials through these critical developmental experiences? The technical star who becomes a terrible manager, or the functional leader who fails as a general manager because they never learned to value other functions. Creating a leadership pipeline requires significant behavioral changes, particularly from executives. While leaders may resist changing successful behaviors, the leadership pipeline model offers both theory and practical tools for transformation. Marriott International demonstrates best practices by training HR and line managers in talent development, focusing on job-based learning within an ROI framework. For each leadership position, individuals and managers identify specific opportunities to strengthen skills, time applications, and values. The model converts abstract concepts like potential into practical tools through a common language and self-management framework. It helps boards make better CEO succession decisions, enables CEOs to develop internal talent rather than expensive external hiring, and clarifies each leader's unique organizational contribution. Organizations implementing this framework outperform competitors in talent development, with studies showing up to 65% lower recruitment costs and 40% faster time to productivity for internal promotions. They create environments where talented people stay and grow because of visible development paths. In today's intensifying talent war, understanding each leadership passage's requirements and helping people navigate these transitions creates leadership strength driving sustainable business success. Isn't leadership development the ultimate competitive advantage that can't be easily copied or purchased?